The prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory because truly you are worthy to be praised. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for being a great God, a loving God. Now, God, even as we come before you on this morning, we ask that you will have thine own way. As we continue to decrease, oh God, we ask that you will increase within us. Father God, let it be all of you and none of us. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to 2 Samuel, the second chapter and the fourth verse. 2 Samuel, the second chapter, and the fourth verse. And it reads, "And the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah. And they told David, saying that the men of Jabesh were they that buried Saul." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his word. And today's topic is fresh anointings. Fresh anointings. A fresh anointing is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit where you are renewed, where you are restored and rejuvenated. It represents a divine empowerment that gives every believer renewed spiritual strength. That gives us clarity. It also gives us favor to navigate a new season or overcome a specific challenge. And I'm reminded in Psalm 92 and 10, it says, "I shall be anointed with fresh oil." It signifies that yesterday's spiritual experiences of what happened on yesterday are very insignificant for today's new task. Every time God gives us an assignment, he gives us a fresh anointing to complete that assignment. So what happens when you do a God-given assignment without the fresh anointing? When you are attempting to do a God-given assignment without the fresh anointing means that you are retired, you are relying entirely on your own human intellect, rather than the divine power of God. Some say in Christian theology, this often leads to spiritual exhaustion, and you will become ineffective. Mm-hmm. Because why? I am relying on my own strength. And when you operate without being renewed, without being spiritual empowered, that's why we got to read the word of God. That's why we got to pray. That's why we got to constantly seek God to get empowered. You will experience burnout. You will experience exhaustion. Because you will carry heavy burdens. Because the assignment will feel like it's heavy and it is draining, whether then you is partnership with God. Because the anointing connects you with the power of God. And you will also experience emotional fatigue. This is when you will not allow a fresh anointing to overtake you. You will experience emotional fatigue. You will experience frustration. Mm-hmm. Because you are not producing spiritual results. Also, if you go out without the divine power of God, you will lack a spiritual fruit. Mm-hmm. Because you will also lack dead works. Because what may look good on the outside, but you lack the living, transforming power of God. Come on here, somebody. This is where you are operating in your own human intellect. And then also, when you go out without a fresh anointing, come on here, somebody, you are exposed to spiritual attacks. You are unprotected against discouragement, against temptation, against opposition, and you are easily to get offended. Without the grace of a fresh anointing, you become highly susceptible to bitterness, to criticism, and to conflict. Come on, hit somebody. So here is some scriptural examples of moving without the divine power, because we can look at the Israelites in Numbers 14, 40 through the 45th verse. After refusing to enter the promised land out of fear, the Israelites changed their minds and tried to invade the hill country against God's command. You see, Moses warned them that God was not with them, but they went on anyway and was soundly defeated. If God tells you you are not ready for something, don't go ahead of God thinking you're ready for it. Because every assignment that God gives you, he have to prepare you. Come on here, somebody, before you step out. Many people has been bamboozled. Many people has been shipwrecked because they go before God, trying to work out the situation themselves. And we can also look at another example is the seven sons of Sceva, Acts 19:13-16. These seven brothers tried to cast out evil spirits by mimicking the Apostle Paul's words, using the name of Jesus like it was something, because they lacked a genuine relationship with God and personal spiritual authority, and the demonic overpowered and stripped them. They was trying to do something what Paul was doing. They was trying to mimic Paul, but they didn't have their relationship with God. They didn't have that anointing. Come on here, somebody. And here's another example. These are examples of how they went out and did things without the fresh anointing, without the connection that God telling them to do. King Saul's unlawful sacrifice in 1 Samuel 13:8-14, facing an impending Philistine attack and seeing his army scatter, Saul grew impatient, waiting for the prophet Samuel. Yes, he did. So he took matters into his own hands and offered a sacrifice himself, relying on ritual rather than obedience, which cost him his kingdom. People of God, I'm telling you, if you go ahead of God without being anointing, without God telling you to go, you can lose everything. You can even lose your place in God. You can even lose your relationship because you went ahead of God. You went in your own human intellect. Yes, David was anointed to be the next king when he was 17 years old. But he had to go through a season of proving before he took the throne. So when David was 30 years old, after Saul was killed in a battle, the men of Judah came and anointed him as their king. Yes, you may be anointed for a certain task, but that does not mean you are ready to go and do the task that God has called you to do. You have to be trained. You have to wait. You have to be proven. Come on here, somebody. So, why was David anointed again? I'm glad you asked. God had a fresh anointing for him. He knew David was going to face new battles. He knew David was going to face new challenges. And he was going to need greater wisdom and strength. So God breathed on David's life in a new way. Every assignment you go to causes greater challenges. So God got to equip you for every assignment and every battle that you may face. You have to have greater wisdom and greater strength. So with this second anointing, David established his throne and conquered new territories. But he wasn't king over all of Israel, only the tribe of Judah. You see, this second anointing was taking him there. It was taking him to his next level, to his next assignment. So 2 Samuel 4 basically is letting us know this is God's justice and it is satisfied. You see, David continued to reign as the king of Judah as he waited patiently. Come on here, for the Lord to make him king over all of Israel. Don't rush it. Even in the midst of the wait, allow God to teach you. Allow God to prune some of the things that is holding you down. But you look at this. There were still some members of the house of Saul who had rights to the throne of Israel. You see, these men were Ishbosheth, Saul's son, Mephibosheth, and Jonathan's son. But see, God chose David. David was willing to wait. God, I'm waiting. Because I don't want to go out there half-hearted. I don't want to go out there thinking I know everything, which I don't know everything. But I want you to teach me. I want you to show me what lies ahead. I want you to empower me with the fresh anointing. So, people of God, I want you to be encouraged that what God has started in your life, he's going to finish. You see, he works in phases. See, you're anointed for the season you're in right now. And when you need more, there are fresh anointings already lined up for you. Favor will increase. Doors will open. And the right people will show up. I want you to get ready and I want you to be prepared and know the fullness is coming and the best is yet to come. Come on, let us pray. Father, thank you that you are working in phases in our lives and you're going to finish the work you started. Lord, we're not going ahead of you, but we're going to wait. We're going to wait in the season that you have us in until you tell us to go. Lord, we thank you for the fresh anointings because without it, Lord, we cannot do what you have called us to do. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for rejuvenation. Lord, you bring it at exactly the right time to meet our needs. And Father God, we believe you are taking us into new seasons and the fullness is coming. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I want you to mark your calendars. June 11th through the 13th, that's Thursday through Saturday. Three-night power-packed revival. Theme is trusting the master's master plan for your life. Jeremiah 29 and 11. To be held at Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. The speakers, Thursday night, yours truly, Prophetess Patricia. Friday night, Evangelist Patrika Watkins of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Saturday night, Pastor Geneva Roberson of Open Door Worldwide Ministries of Baton Rouge, 6:30 sharp. Come on. God has a word for you in your season. So, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. That's 318-206-8953. June the 11th through the 13th, 6:30 sharp. Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And I always know when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God, he's up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 718-721-3361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email.